weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. All right, you may be seated. Good, good scripture. How many are already familiar with those last couple of verses? Yeah. Anybody here ever feel tired and weary? Especially after a party last night? Because a couple of people got married or something, you know. By the way, welcome to some of our long-lost church members. The Ladegis, the O'Toole's, Sundbergs. Glad to have you all here. Yeah, I think we all feel weary and tired from time to time, and for sure physically, but sometimes even spiritually. You ever just feel like, you know, I'm out of gas? Can anybody relate to that? Yeah, sometimes we do. I want to talk just a little bit here about, he talks about walking and running and flying, and he gives us strength to walk. 2 John chapter, or verse 6, there's only one chapter there, verse 6 says, "This is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you've heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love." And so when we walk with God, it's to obey him and to love him, and even God gives us the strength to do those things. Oswald Chambers says, "If for one whole day, quietly and determinedly, we were to give ourselves to the ownership of Jesus and to obeying his orders, we should be amazed at its close to realize all he had packed into that one day." If you really just give yourself fully to God, he'll help you walk in love and obedience. 3 John verses 3 and 4. Says, "It gave me great joy to have some brothers come and tell about your faithfulness to the truth and how you continue to walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth." To walk is to walk in the truth, always telling the truth. And Jesus himself said that he is the truth, so it's walking with Jesus. And God gives us the strength to walk in the truth. Has anybody here ever struggled with the truth? Like right now? I don't think I'm too far off with that one. But God gives us a strength to walk in the truth. There's a Persian proverb that says, "The man who speaks the truth is always at ease." That's pretty good. I think it was in our small group on Wednesday night that we were talking about the truth and how if you don't tell the truth, you have to have a really, really good memory. And I don't have a very good memory, so I'm just going to tell the truth about that. And you're always at ease. You don't have to worry about, what did I say last time? You just tell the truth. 1 John 2:6 says, "Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did." God gives us the strength to walk like Jesus. Anything that we see and hear about Jesus, God gives us the strength for the same walk. But not only walking, God gives us the strength to run. And we run with determinations. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 and following says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever." So run with determination. And then he goes on, he says, "Therefore I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." God gives us the strength to run with determination and perseverance. In fact, that's the next thought here. We should run with perseverance and with focus. Hebrews 12, verse 1 says, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Perseverance and focus. Where are you headed? Are you headed for the kingdom of God? Or are you just trying to get through life somehow? You see, there's a major difference between those two thoughts. We need to keep our eyes on the goal. God has a heavenly kingdom prepared for us, and don't even get me started on all that that means. It's glorious. And he wants us to run with perseverance, never giving up, but a dogged determination. I'm going to keep on going with God, and I'm going to make it to the finish line. Coleman Cox says, even the woodpecker owes his success to the fact that he uses his head and keeps pecking away until he finishes the job he starts. So we should be as smart as a woodpecker. Use your head. Finish the job you started. Somebody else said, what is important is not where you come from, but where you are going. And I believe God looks at it exactly that way. You know, when you come to him and confess your sins, he forgives your sins. As far as the east is from the west, he's forgiven our sins. But he's very concerned about where you are headed and your future. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. We should run with vision. Your eyes on the goal with vision. Do you see where God is leading you? Do you? Some of you do. If you don't, you need to find that out. Where's God leading you? What's God calling you to do? Have you figured it out yet? If you haven't, you need to, so that you can run. And we want to walk, we want to run, we want to fly. But just like everybody else, we grow tired and weary, don't we? Even the most energetic ones among us grow tired and weary from time to time. Right? So we need God's strength. I need a volunteer. I'm looking here to my young people. I need a volunteer. Mitchell, come on up. This young man got baptized recently. It was totally awesome. I need somebody to demonstrate a really cool walk. And I think you are the guy to do it. Let's see your walk. Let's see. Okay, that's not bad. You think you could turn up the volume just a little bit on the way back? There we go. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Okay, I need another volunteer. You're the man. Come on up. Now I need somebody to demonstrate a run. And you can get right down the aisle and back. Let's see how good you can run, buddy. Now, that looked a little bit like a jog. How about a run? There we go. Yeah, thanks, man. All right, I need another volunteer. Right back there. Come on down. Rodney, I need you to demonstrate how to fly. All right, that was a good effort. Thanks, man. As you can see, the flying actually gets us into something that's not humanly possible without other help. But God gives us the strength to fly. Did you know that? He gives us the strength to walk, the strength to run, but even the strength to fly. Okay? Now, walking has to do with obedience, love, and truth. We've talked about that. Running has to do with determination and perseverance, focus, and vision. But flying has to do with those things that are utterly impossible. Did you know that God wants you to do some impossible things? Yes, he does. Psalm 103, verse 5 speaks of God who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. You see? Part of God working in you to fly is to bring you continual renewal, just like an eagle. It's continually renewed. And I'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. But God wants us to be renewed. And we can't do that in our own strength. But God can bring new life and refreshing to us. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 9 through 12 says this: "The Lord's portion is his people, Jacob his allotted inheritance. In a desert land he found him, in a barren and howling waste. He shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye. Like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to carry them on its pinions, the Lord alone led him." God carries us on his wings. We can fly when we're with God, and he carries us through those difficult times. Anybody ever walk through a difficult time when you weren't sure how you're going to make it? God will carry you. In the natural, it may seem like it's completely impossible. There's no way I can get through this issue. But God can carry you. Flying is to experience the miraculous power of God. We need God's power. Luke 1:37 says, "Nothing is impossible with God." Nothing is impossible with God. There you go. Philippians 4:13, "I can do everything through him who gives me strength." Nothing is impossible with God. Amen. Flying is relying on God for things that seem impossible. When you're at the end of your rope, nothing is working out, God can carry you through. He can renew you. He can bring a miracle to you, a miraculous power is what I was trying to say there. He can bring that to your situation. Nothing is impossible with God. Now let's talk about the eagle here just for a little bit. Eagles are strong. They have great vision. I mean, we even talk about, boy, eagle eye, you know. They're swift. They're courageous, and they represent freedom. Strength. Some eagles have a 7-foot wingspan. They only weigh about 12 pounds, but they have approximately 1,000 pounds of gripping pressure in each claw. That's strong. An eagle can hang on. God renews our strength so that we can hang on. Vision. An eagle can spot a rabbit at a mile away. They have a wide peripheral vision and even a clear membrane that protects the eye, so they always see clearly. God gives us clarity of vision and focus. Swiftness. Eagles can reach speeds of over 40 miles an hour, and when they dive, around 100 miles an hour. So they are quick when needed. Courage and freedom. They can soar heights up to 2 miles, and they appear to do it effortlessly. You ever seen them? They're just kind of hanging on the air. Eagles have even been seen soaring almost motionless in hurricane force winds. In fact, when turbulent winds come, it gives the eagle great lifting power that causes it to fly even higher. Do you get that? Take a lesson from the eagle. When turbulent winds come, they fly even higher. I'll let you make your own application out of that. and it allows the eagle to use less effort to get there. He just rides the wind. He doesn't flutter his wings like a hummingbird. It allows the eagle to stay higher longer, and they spiral to find the updraft, and it allows the eagle to fly faster, and it gives him a bigger view because he can get higher. Are you seeing the comparison here to your spiritual walk? When troubles come, God wants us just to catch the wind and fly higher. What's the Holy Spirit stirring in your heart? Follow that and let him lift you up. Eagles replace their feathers just a little at a time. What is unique about the eagle when molting is that it is never left incapacitated like some other birds when they molt. But it's a little at a time. Psalm 103, verse 5, your youth is renewed like eagles. That means it's continually renewed. God can continually breathe refreshing into your life, not just at big events like camp and retreats and conferences, but God can breathe renewal continually into your life, and you can soar with the Lord. The eagle was created to live and fly in high places, not live at ground level. Ephesians 2:6, God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. We are meant to walk with Christ in the heavenlies. And that's not just talking about when you pass from this life to the next. That's talking about in your daily walk, walking with Christ. Philippians 3:14 speaks of our high calling that we're supposed to press on towards. It's called us to a higher walk. Eagle's wings are designed to keep it soaring continually. If the eagle pulls in his wings, the law of gravity will take over and he dives around 100 miles an hour. But a falling eagle only needs to stretch out his wings again and he's lifted up. Church, there's great application here for your spiritual walk. When you're falling, going 100 miles an hour, stretch out your wings, catch the wind of the Holy Spirit, and soar again. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Stretch out your wings. Don't give up. Ruth Johnson tells a great story. Once there was a man who found an eagle's egg and put it into the nest of a prairie chicken. The eagle had hatched with the brood of chicks and grew up with them. All of his life, the eagle, thinking he was a prairie chicken, did what the prairie chickens did. He scratched in the dirt for seeds and insects to eat. He clucked and cackled. And he flew in a brief thrashing of wings and flurry of feathers, no more than a few feet off the ground. After all, that's how prairie chickens are supposed to fly. Years passed, and the eagle grew very old. One day he saw a magnificent bird far above him in the cloudless sky. Hanging with graceful majesty on the powerful wind currents, it soared with scarcely a beat of its strong golden wings. What a beautiful bird, said the eagle to his neighbor. What is it? That's an eagle, the chief of birds, the neighbor clucked. But don't give it a second thought. You could never be like him. So the eagle never gave it another thought. And he died thinking he was a prairie chicken. What a tragedy. Built to soar into the heavens, but conditioned to stay earthbound, he pecked at stray seeds and chased insects. Though destined to be among the most awesome of all birds, instead he believed his neighbor's counsel and never understood that he could have joined those majestic birds in the sky and soared like an eagle. You see, God has a higher calling for you. So many times, especially in our modern society, what we think is just normal everyday life is so much beneath what God really has in mind for us. You hear my heart? And I'm talking primarily about your spiritual walk, but I'm also talking about your relationships, your marriages, all kinds of things. We see such bad examples in our society that we think that's just the way it's supposed to be. But God says, no, it's up here. Soar. Fly like an eagle. It's sad to consider that people can live and die and never know that they were meant to live as an eagle. Even sadder is the life of a person who knows he is an eagle but chooses to spend his life earthbound, pecking at stray seeds and chasing insects. In making that choice, he settles for so much less than God has planned for him. What is life like for people who live in a chicken coop? They just survive. People who live like they're confined to a chicken coop have no vision beyond the everyday necessities of life, and consequently, they face each day without a rewarding sense of purpose or passion. They wander aimlessly, and that which makes life worthwhile dies a slow death on the inside of them. They also don't slow down and wait to see which way the Lord is going or how He is leading them. Instead, they dash here and there, just like chickens do. They are compelled to prematurely move on to the next place where they think they're supposed to be, and in doing so, they often miss God's best for them. What are eagles like? They rise far above the ground and see life from a broad perspective, and they also know how to wait for the right moment to soar. And this lady goes on and says, I once watched an eagle on a branch high in a lofty tree and observed how it waited. For 1 hour, this majestic bird did not move except for an ever so slight turning of the head. His piercing eyes gazed regally at the panoramic view of the late afternoon sky and the placid waters of the Puget Sound that stretched before him. Then from that place of calm and rest, where not even his wings had fluttered, he caught a wind current and glided effortlessly up into the sky. One of the greatest skills an eagle saint must learn is how to wait gracefully, peaceably, and yet expectantly. God will move. God will breathe fresh life. You can soar. Our ability to walk, run, and fly comes from God, especially the ability to fly like an eagle. That's a total impossibility without God. We need to hope and wait expectantly on Him because He supplies what we need for this day and the next. It all comes from Him. David said that. I think it was back in one of the Chronicles. Everything we have comes from You. And notice who God is. Remember, I kind of focused on the last two verses that everybody knows, verse 30 and 31, but 28 and 29 are tied in here. He is the everlasting God. Deuteronomy 33, 27. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will drive out your enemy before you. And I believe somebody needed to hear those words today. God is the everlasting God. He is your refuge, and He will drive out the enemy before you. He is the Creator. Isaiah 65, 17, Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. See, God wants something new and fresh for you. He doesn't grow tired or weary. Philippians 1:6, He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. If you've given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, He is not done with you yet. You might feel like you are at a standstill and life has come to a halt, but God is not done with you yet. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. He is not done. His understanding no one can fathom. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, God himself says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You may think you have it all figured out, and you're at the end of your rope, and there's no possible way out. Well, guess what? God's ways are higher than your ways. His understanding is higher than your understanding, and he sees a way out. Trust me, he sees a way out. I'm reminded of can't remember the exact reference, but there was a time when a city was under siege and they were starving to death. And the prophet said, this time tomorrow, there will be so much that everybody will be overflowing and you won't have enough room for it. And they laughed him out of town. Guess what happened? This time tomorrow, God caused the enemies to turn on each other and run, and they left all their supplies behind, and the city had more than enough. It might seem impossible to you, but God has a plan, and it's bigger than your understanding. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. I love it. Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God has strength for you. We need to keep on hoping and waiting with expectation that God will come through. He supplies what we need from this day and the next. It all comes from him. So I want to say, keep your eyes on the Lord. Put your hope in him. Wait on him. He will enable, he will empower you to walk, to run, and even to fly. You can fly like an eagle, because God will carry you. God will see you through. God will finish the work he's begun. God is not finished with you yet. He is still working on you. God is not at the end of his rope, even though you may feel like you are, but God sees an end beyond the rope. God will carry you through. You can fly like an eagle. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand. We're going to have a closing prayer, but then if anybody wants specific prayer, I'll be right here, and I'd be glad to pray with you. Please don't come just to visit with me, okay? But come if you want special prayer, and I'd love to do that. Just pray that God would bring you a breakthrough. I've got a feeling that this message means something significant to somebody, because I had something else planned, and then during the night, it all got changed up, and I think God does that for a reason, not just to irritate me. So there must be a purpose in it. So let's just trust God with it. But let's all pray together. God, we thank you that you give us strength to walk in obedience and love and truth. You give us strength to run with perseverance and vision. But Lord, even beyond that, you give us strength to fly. You renew us day by day. You help us to walk in the heavenly realms and to soar with you and to catch the wind of the Holy Spirit. And you can even do impossible things in our lives. And Lord, I pray that you would pour out your Spirit on your people today. And if there's anybody in the house today that feels like that they're at their end, God, I pray that you would breathe new life into them, lift them up on your wings, and carry them by the power of your Holy Spirit, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, God's blessings on you. Have a great week, and soar with God.